Woot. Break over.
Yay, we're back.
We got to roll the, I rolled the turkey over. So it should be ready here in the next hour or so. And then I'll finish cooking the rest of the food and then we'll eat.
Nice.
That's gotta be so good.
I love eating, if you can't tell.
Eating is like one of those real joys in life. It's like, I love food. Everybody loves food. Ever met somebody that doesn't like food? If you do, throw them in the trash because they're a garbage person.
No, if you do, leave. That means they're a fucking serial killer. Only serial killers don't like.
It's also probably a good, it's probably a good call.
So the only food is like, I need food so I can get back to my killing. It's all this.
Yep. So on Thursday, I'm going to get to see a band for the first time that I have a tattoo for.
Zarian Force?
No. I've never seen Bayside, and I have a Bayside tattoo. And we're seeing them on Thursday in Birmingham, and I can't fucking wait!
Which one's the Bayside?
This one.
Okay.
I am very excited. Their new album, cover to cover, fantastic. Wouldn't change a thing. I love it. It's fantastic. It's great. Nice. I'm really psyched to see them live, though, because I've never seen them live.
Yeah.
I've seen bands live before, obviously.
Yeah.
But, like, a band... I love this band so much that I'm getting a tattoo.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah.
I hadn't seen Dragon Force yet when I got my Dragon Force tattoo, so I have had this experience before. It's the last fun thing I did with my ex-wife. We went and saw Dragon Force together. And then we went to the beach and she got hit in the head with a golf ball. And then like 2 weeks later, we got divorced.
Maybe the golf ball knocked some sense into her.
Maybe it just was like, hey, man. All right. The universe is attacking you when we stay together. Like, maybe we should just go our separate ways. That really did happen.
I believe you.
We went and saw Dragon Force in Birmingham.
Yeah.
After the show, we got in the car and drove to Panama City at like 1 in the morning.
Yeah, that's part
we left Birmingham at like 1 a.m.
It was
like a 5-hour drive. Yeah, we got there when the sun, we got there at sunrise. So we just went to the beach, watched the sun come up, and then we went and took a nap. And then the next night, she got hit in the head with a golf ball. We were playing mini golf. Like, we were standing there with Missy and Chris and Tim, and Carly was there. And we just hear this, and she goes, oh, grabbed her fucking forehead and went the fuck down. I was like, what the fuck happened?
Bro, like,
it was crazy.
If I'm ever out mini golfing with my wife and a golf ball hits her in the head, someone's gonna die that night.
We never found the people. Like, I was in a blind rage because someone teed off a fucking golf ball at a mini golf course, and I just took off running. Looking for people. And I didn't realize how fucking scary I probably looked. So whoever did it probably saw me and took off.
But me be like, no one's scared. You good?
Hey, man.
Just bashed her head.
Don't bump the fucking table.
She just bashed her head on it.
She did. She's but, just being a butthole.
Yeah, they'd be like, oh, this short, fat dude isn't going to do anything. Like, they'd be like, hey, did you throw a golf ball? Like, yeah, we did. Sorry about that. Oh, that's cool. All right, today's the day you dump, motherfucker, and just fucking start spinning.
Mm-hmm. And that's probably what would have happened.
Yeah. Because I just like, first of all, you hit somebody, so you're a cunt for that. And second of all, you fucking did something stupid at a mini golf course. It's a mini golf, bro. It's in the fucking Masters. No one expects anything good of you. Fucking just hit the ball a little bit. You're only going like 15 fucking feet.
Yeah, but it was just somebody, it was guaranteed, it was just somebody being an asshole. You know?
Yeah.
Somebody like, hey, watch this. And then they just boom. They were probably super fucking drunk like I was too. Because I was very drunk. But when is that not a surprise when I'm on vacation? What's happening?
No. All right, I'll have to call my wife while I maybe.
Oh, shit.
She sent me 2 text messages. Possum in front of the house. I'm going to catch it with some cheese.
Oh, my God.
No, you are not.
Please. Please, God.
Get my gun.
Please. Get my gun?
That... motherfucker.
We live in a fucking neighborhood. Do not tell her to pull out a gun and start shooting.
Bro, the number of times I walk into my front yard in my boxers with a flashlight and my gun.
Yeah, but you're the one with the gun in your hand, not Lakin.
Yeah, no. Lakin's a really good shot.
I don't doubt that.
Like,
but if there's a fucking possum right there.
I don't know, man. She wants to catch it. And she wants to catch it, she wants to keep it. Probably.
Well, no, you can't keep it. You guys are renting that house. You can't have a possum in that house, especially a grown one. This is real life, folks. This is really happening.
Bro, okay, she has a friend of the family, right? And he's a really nice dude, okay? Let me start with that, okay? I like him. He's a nice dude. His name is Skeet.
I knew it.
And this motherfucker is country as hell.
Yeah, yo. He's like stereotype country.
He's like, all right, now we're going to get over here and we're going to do this thing. We're going to do it real fast, like, you're going to get a lot of hands in here and get done real quick. Like, all right, y'all, let's go. Here we go.
More hands like, make less work, yeah.
Like, straight up, like, that's legit how he talks, okay? He's a very nice dude and I like him.
Yeah.
We went to visit him, like, 3 or 4 months ago and we're knocking on the door, waiting for him to answer the door. And I look over and there's a goddamn possum in a trap sitting on his fucking porch. He opened the door, he's like, hey, how's it going? I was like, hey, man, you got a possum here? He's like, yeah, I'll let him go out back in a little bit. And I'm like, what? He's like, I'll let him go out back in a little bit. I was like, just put a bullet in him. He's like, it's a possum, not dangerous. I'm like, yeah, but you don't want him on your property.
They eat ticks. They're really good. Yeah, they like, they're really good for the environment. They're just ugly and scary.
Yes, but I don't want one at my house.
Yeah, so you catch it, you take it out back, and you let it go.
Bro, if I let a possum go in my backyard, I'm going to have a dead possum.
No, not in your backyard. I meant out back, like, in the colloquial way. I didn't mean literally in your backyard.
I got this neighbor.
You don't have a forest back there, AJ.
I got a neighbor on the street over. I don't like them. Hey. I think I might give them a possum. Because I don't like them at all.
Put it in their dumpster.
No, I'll probably just let it go in their backyard.
But then it'll just climb the fence and get back in yours.
Yeah, I'll let the dogs out. It won't come over the fence.
Mm, that's fair.
Because... No, okay,
that giant yellow lab will go ballistic on
Snape
this fucking thing.
Snape is a lunatic.
I know. That's why we're recording it at my house.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you about me seeing him catch a squirrel the first time?
I don't think so.
When we lived over on Oak Forest, we had this big ass tree in our backyard. It's like a probably 3 or 4 feet wide in diameter, and it went up about 8 feet, and then a branch came off of it. Right. A big fucking thick one come off from one side. So I went to go out back, let the dogs out, and I opened the door, Snape went out and started pissing. And then I saw the squirrel like 10 feet from Snape, and I was like, oh God. And then Snape saw the squirrel, and he went, and like, he had leg hiked up and everything, full on piss, and he just stopped. Like, the piss stopped, the leg stopped.
Oh, God!
He's just looking at this fucking squirrel. His fucking leg comes down real slow, like, as soon as the leg touches the ground, the squirrel ran. And Snake ran also. Squirrel hit that fucking tree, went up most of the way up, and then jumped from the tree to the branch, right?
Yeah.
Snake jumped also, and he caught that motherfucker in the air between the tree and the branch.
Wow.
He caught it and took it to the ground just like...
There's a reason they're called retrievers.
Yeah, he snapped that motherfucker, shook it around until it died, and then brought it to me. And I was like... He brought it up to me, and I was like, I don't want that. And he looked mad at me that I didn't want it. And then I noticed that Bowie, our other dog, was in the backyard being real weird. He was throwing like a stick in the air and catching it. And I was like, what is he playing fetch with himself? And by then I realized, motherfucker had a damn turtle. He had a turtle. But oh, the turtle was a tortoise. A tortoise, he was biting the shell, like the turtle's like on the ground where Nobby sits. He was biting it like from side to side. Taking it and throwing it in the air,
oh
trying
my
to kill the turtle.
Oh God, that is insane.
He cracked the shell. He bit it so much.
He's a terrier,
so hard,
right?
He's a part terrier, part pit bull. He cracked the shell, right?
I don't see the pit bull.
It's only like right up here in the back part of his face. Like, his front of his snout, it's very obviously terrier. But like towards where his eyes are, where his head is, it's pit bull.
I'll have to pay.
If you've been looking at it, you can see it.
Closer attention.
Yeah. Like Snape's, he's Snape.
He's dicky like a pit bull, though.
Yeah. Snape's half pit bull, half yellow lab. And he has the energy of a yellow lab.
That's why they're both so fucking crazy. They got.
Yeah.
They got. Oh my God. So you got a terrier pit, which manic energy, pit bull stimulus, because they need stimulation.
Yeah.
Then you got goofy. Crazy, insane yellow lab, and then pit bull. Like,
yeah. Like if you took a pit bull.
That's why they're both so nuts.
Gave it the fur of a yellow lab, and then gave it the energy of a yellow lab, And that's my dog's name. He is built, the motherfucker is jacked. And he is like, he's mean as shit. And he is insanely racist. Bodhi is not. Bodhi loves everyone. But Snape,
he is insanely racist.
Snape is like black people. He doesn't mind Hispanic people, or he's never met an Asian person.
I love this music video.
Yeah, he doesn't mind Hispanic people at all, but like black people, he hates them, and I don't know why.
Weird.
Because everybody's ever been always black.
Hey man,
they try to pet him.
Are you like guarded around black people? Because he might be picking up your energy.
No.
I mean, are you weird?
No.
Black people around?
No, I'm not.
Hey, man.
I'm not. I'm good. I'm chill. Don't worry.
Oh, so you're chill.
Shut up, motherfucker.
Oh.
You're making me look really fucking dumb.
I see what's going on here.
Like, we had this friend of ours named Xavier. Everybody called him Zay.
Of course they did, because he's black and you guys try to be cool.
His nickname was Zay. I mean, he answers up.
Oh,
Zay.
You and all your white friends. Oh.
What's up? I'm Zay. I'm going, man. I was like, Zay, how do you spell that? He's like, I don't know, man. It's a nickname. I'm Zay. I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. I was trying to figure out how to spell it. Like, is it an X or
is it
a Z?
Z-E-Y?
Yeah.
Ow. Step on a freaking testicle.
I was trying to figure that out. And he's like, nah, his nickname is Xavier. I was like, okay. Well, he was petting Bowie. And Snape was like, losing his shit. Like, he's like, does he need to warm up? I was like, no, he does not need to warm up. He's doing I'll kill you mode. Like, the fur's all standing up. He's got the ready to pounce stance. He's got his teeth barred. He's like drooling from snarling so much. Just back the fuck off.
Jesus. So, yeah, that's a thing. I've never seen that one get aggressive at all. The most that she'll get alert. Like earlier when you knocked on the door, she was like, she came and got me. She was like, hey, what the fuck is going on at the door?
Something's going on.
I was like, chill, bro. And I started trying to set my shit down so I could go answer the door. And she was just like, just stamping her feet like, there is someone at the door. And you need to take care of this immediately.
Motherfucker, this is important.
She was like,
someone is
she was
here.
Standing right there in the doorway, just stomping her feet. Just stomping those little feet.
She looks so confused by now.
She's wagging, so it must be okay.
But I think the reason why Snape is racist is because of the fact...
You're the reason.
When he was a puppy, we had a Spectre would come over to the house and hook up internet, right?
Yeah, yep.
Because they had WoW, and WoW sucks. And Lincoln wouldn't use the bathroom. Lincoln was there by herself with the boys and with the dogs, and the dude got there. So he went to do his thing, and she wouldn't use the bathroom. So Snape was in there by himself. And then he went outside, and the freshman guy went outside, came back in, and then came out of the bathroom. And Snape realized he was alone with this stranger who was way bigger than him. He was a big black dude. He was a big tall. Yeah. He was like 6 foot tall, probably. And, the timer's going off. The dude, like, looked at him, like, hey, how's it going, boy? And the dog, Snape, lost his shit, went sprinting across the house to get away, and ran to a wall a couple times.
Oh, my
across.
God.
So maybe he's like, super embarrassed.
Afraid of black people?
I don't know.
Embarrassed about the first time he met a black person?
Like, we got some neighbors. We got now on one of our neighbors. It's a couple, they're black, and he doesn't have a problem with them, but they're on the other side of the fence. But then we had Spire, the people who do gas. They were, fixing some shit in our backyard, doing some new pipeline, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like losing his shit, like I'm gonna fuck y'all up. Like he was getting ready to go down. I was like, snap! He took his collar off, so I snatched him up by the little back further on his neck, mm-hmm. and I hooked an arm under his belly and like bear hugged him. And I took him away from him because he was getting ready to kill somebody. I was like, I don't want Spire to not give me service because my dog killed one of their employees.
It would suck if you didn't get serviced.
Yeah. That would be really bad.
Yeah, they used a giant fucking yard chainsaw in my house. It's the only way I can describe it.
What?
Yeah.
A giant fucking yard
chainsaw. Fucking yard chainsaw.
Are you talking about a ditch witch?
No. I don't think so.
What are you talking about then?
So this dude was sitting in a chair, kind of like this.
Yeah.
And he had a box in front of him. And on the side of it here, he had like a piece of armor.
Yeah.
You know, kind of thing going on. And on the outside of the armor, there was just like a supersized chainsaw.
Yeah,
it was probably 3 feet tall and about 6 feet long.
Yeah.
And this motherfucker took that thing and said, ka-chonk, and just turned up my entire front yard.
It's called a dish witch.
Yeah, well, it was terrifying.
It's loud, too.
Yeah, I was in here trying to jack off.
I was 3/4 way through a nut, and all of a sudden, my balls went away.
The fucking ditch witch started dick witching me. It took my boner away. I couldn't even jack off. It was so fucking loud.
Bro, they spent so long on my fucking street.
Dude.
We have like,
they have been working on this neighborhood since I moved in a year, 14 months ago.
The problem is they keep coming up, and like the first guys are coming through, and we gotta dig up, and we gotta take the current pipe out and swap this piece out. So they'll do that. Well, then they'll patch the road. Nice, everything's good to go.
Patch is a really, really, really nice word for what they do.
They throw asphalt on, which is nowhere even really close to level.
Yeah, they just sort of throw it on there. It's probably not hot enough to form right, and they don't roll over it with a steamroller. They just kind of throw it in there and like wait and just leave it.
Yeah. But then the next day, another group comes in and goes, oh, we got to do this thing in that same hole. So they re-dig up that fresh asphalt. They bend down to the right hole again, and they do something else, and they put it back on again. That's a
dumb way to handle
it. They put some more asphalt on.
Why don't you just do the whole thing in one go and quit destroying my neighborhood? Hey,
this is state work, bro.
Yeah, I know that.
State work is fucking stupid.
It's a fucking pain in the ass.
State work is a huge pain in the ass. And it doesn't make any sense at all in any way, shape, form, or fashion. It's just like...
Taylor works for the state.
And he'll tell you...
He's an expert on the subject.
He'll tell you... The fucking everything done for the state is done the cheapest way possible.
True.
So these guys patching the fucking shit and not patching it right are definitely the cheapest laborers they got.
Ooh, dude, this bird is soft.
Really? Is it juicy?
Oh yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah.
Geez, you're so soft. Bro, Lakin gave my dogs a bath the other day, right? And she was real worried about Snape. So she went out and bought a bunch of peanut butter. And she put peanut butter on the side of the tub. So they would do that while she bathed them. And literally, Snape got finished eating the peanut butter in like 45 seconds.
Who is surprised by that?
No one. So she was like, shit, I gotta get more peanut butter real fast before he loses interest and starts running around. And she's like, literally, he just stood there and, like, leaned into the fucking scrubbing a little bit. Because he's like, it took a big petting session, and he loves to get pet.
Yeah.
Just he was surprised that Bowie was the one that was so hard to bathe, because he was like, he doesn't like it. He hates having his feet touched. Like, his paws. He hates it, dude.
You know who that sounds like?
Who?
Lakin.
Yeah. When we're trying to suck on toes, she's losing her shit.
Oh!
No.
Hey, she's over here trying to make a peanut butter and toe jam sandwich.
Hold tight. And Bowie hates having his paws.
That's funny on more than one level.
Yeah, she's trying to. He hates having his toes touch. So like, we think it's because when he was a puppy, he got the people who had him didn't take care of him when he was a puppy, and get down. And
hey.
He had a rose thorn stuck in his paw.
Eesh.
Well, they didn't take care of him, so it grew over.
Oh, that's...
We had to take him to the vet and have it cut out because he was hurting when he walked. So we think he remembers them cutting his foot open, removing the thorn, and fixing all the stuff there.
Jesus.
So which is why he only has his paws.
You guys attribute a lot of intelligence to your animals.
Bro, Bowie is smart as fuck.
That's admirable.
Snape is dumb as shit. I've taken shits that are smarter than Snape.
Nice.
Like, if smashing his face against it won't work... He tries his chest.
What are the how many more options do I have aside from smashing my face?
It's a face smash. If that doesn't work, it's a chest smash. If that doesn't work, I'll just fucking yell until the problem is solved. He just screams. He's just like barks and barks and barks and barks and barks till whatever is going on is fixed. Bowie.
That is.
Bowie is very, very
wow,
smart.
Wow, that's a lot.
Bowie is very smart. He is a fucking Houdini. He figures out, like, you know, like we live in a shitty neighborhood, so all our fences are, it's a fence, and then right next to that fence is another fence with like a 3-inch gap.
Yeah.
But Bowie has figured out that if he can find a spot through our fence, his body will push the fence away enough where he can walk through between the two fences. He can get through that. So he does that and then scours the tree line, the fence line with the neighbor's fence to try and find a way through their side. And then he finds the way through, but he can't get through it. He climbs up the fence from inside the fence and goes back in our yard. And then he goes, okay, there's a hole in the neighbor's fence right here. So he finds a spot in our fence
where he can make a hole
and go through their side. Or if he can't find a spot to go through, he makes a spot to go through. Like, he's really fucking smart.
That's crazy.
It's annoying is what it is.
I mean, yeah.
It's annoying.
How much concrete you got poured in your backyard?
None. But my buddy Slade, he works at this concrete testing lab. I have gotten so many fucking concrete cylinders from them that I have used to fill the fence so that Bobby can't go through it.
That's what's up.
The problem is I have to do it in sections. If I don't, I can't do like an angle at all with them. If I do, Bobby will just climb up the fucking angle and then jump over the neighbor's fence.
Yeah.
So I had to like put them like... like up and down and like use wire to attach some of the things.
You know what you gotta do?
I need to put a privacy fence.
You gotta cut his feet off so he can't dig.
No! Jesus, Hitler! Golly!
I just wanted to see you make that face.
It's like, I figured out the solution to Germany's economic problem. What's that? We're going to kill the sea Jews. It's like what?
Hey man, nobody said anything about killing any Jews. No, you did.
That's how 0 to 100 you just went.
No, I didn't.
Yes, it is.
You talked about eliminating an entire race of people. All I talked about was taking one dog's feet off.
Does my belly smell good, Giggs?
Probably. Probably got some Cheeto dust in there.
Bro, I didn't eat Cheetos. I hate Cheetos.
What? How can you possibly hate Cheetos? Dude, you know what I had a couple days ago that made me real happy?
What?
I had some of those golden flake cheese puffs. Dude, I haven't had those since I was fat. And let me tell you. I had a moment. Shit. Man. How you gonna ruin my whole story like that?
I'm not. Your dog is knocking himself off my lap.
So that's your fault. You were fucking with your cell phone, man.
Anyways. You had some golden flake?
Bruh. I had a moment. I was like. Did you see it? Did you see it on my face? Did you see the look on my face?
You were like,
I was like, dude, you can just keep doing this. You can. You don't have to stop. You can just keep having this feeling. You can keep loving life and it'll be great and you'll be so happy. And then no. I don't want to get fat again, though. I just fucking killed him.
Oh man.
Ooh boy, you're sweating.
Yeah, that was funny. Like literally like
I really hope that transfers to audio because face, that was amazing. Oh,
your face is like I can be fat again.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And Gig, stop it.
We got her all excited from all the laughter.
I'm too weak.
He's to choking. He's choking.
Alright, Gig, get down.
Ooh boy.
Stay.
I feel like that's a good way to end it.
Fuck, that was funny.
Oh, man.
But you were just like, that's the same face I make when I see my wife naked. The face you just made, you're just like,
oh. I don't know how I feel about that.
What?
I
enjoy seeing my wife naked as much as you enjoy eating
Cheetos. Yeah. Oh, my God. All right, we're done. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye.